Driven Gopalakrishnan, Director, Institute of Nephrology, Madras Medical College, Chennai, Interventional Nephrology, 48K. These are the times. The landscape of nephrology is drifting towards the so-called interventional nephrology. The pace of the drift, in fact, makes me to wonder whether the charm of nuances of conventional nephrology is going to get overshadowed by the thrill of intricacies of interventional nephrology. Let me share my views on yet another form of interventional nephrology. Yet another form. Yes, of course, intervention at society level. Chronic kidney disease CKD is assuming monstrous dimensions across the globe. The gross statistics itself is alarming. Globally, there are more than 800 million people with CKD all stages. There has been about 30% increase in CKD prevalence from 1990 to 2017. India and China alone are harboring one-third of the entire global CKD patients. CKD prevalence in India is about 115 million. Global annual CKD-related mortality, 1.2 million, 1.4 million additional deaths due to cardiovascular disease attributed to CKD. CKD 12th leading cause of death in 2017. It could have ascended further by now. Alarming CKD proportions in spite of better renal care services. The solution: there has been a phenomenal increase in the quantity and quality of renal care services across a country, particularly during the past decade. Both state and central governments and voluntary organizations have been proactively supporting the renal replacement therapy, maintenance hemodialysis and CAPD continuous ambulatory peritoneal dialysis are covered under CMCHIS Chief Minister's Comprehensive Health Insurance Scheme of Tamil Nadu State and PMJAY Prime Minister's Jan Arogya Yojana. PMNDP Prime Minister's National Dialysis Program has an ambitious plan of reaching out every CKD patient in need of dialysis. Though such positive developments are certainly welcome, they, by themselves, cannot be real solution for the huge challenge of CKD. Most of the dialysis centers across the state are already overwhelmed. With limited availability, the real solution, obviously, lies in prevention of CKD. Nephrologists: intervention would be a game changer. 49. Of workforce: maintaining the quality of dialysis therapy also is an uphill task. There is an expanding gap between the demand and supply with regard to RRT services. The real solution, obviously, lies in prevention of CKD. Prevention of CKD warrants a multi-pronged approach and a concerted effort by all the stakeholders. NEPHROLOGIST has to play the role of prime mover of preventive strategies. Nephrologists' intervention would be a game changer. Strategies: the two major etiologies for CKD are diabetes, hypertension, metabolic syndrome complex, and the relatively newer entity to chronic kidney disease of undetermined etiology. Preventive strategies should address both these entities. Preventive strategies should include epidemiological research, kidney health education, identification of high-risk groups, screening of high-risk groups for kidney diseases, modular training of primary and secondary care doctors, and conservative care of CKD, capacity building at community level, creation of voluntary support group, CUV. Though the exact pathophysiology of CTU is not clear yet, the possible causative contributory factors include heat stress, environmental pollution, agrochemicals, heavy metals, sequela of infections, and genetic susceptibility. CTU vulnerable groups: few predominantly X the following groups: farming laborers, construction workers, brick kiln workers, truck drivers, workers in furnaces and foundries. Even simple interventions could prove to be beneficial. Emphasis on the importance of adequate water consumption, ensuring availability of water at workplace, brief interruptions in the work schedule for outdoor workers, provision of shade in the workplace, use of face masks wherever feasible. One may wonder, what exactly is the role of nephrologists in all the above strategies? That too in the midst of hectic clinical work schedule. As already pointed out, nephrologists may or should take up a lead role and act as a strategist, conceptualizing and coordinating all the interventions. Field-level research initiated by Institute of Nephrology, Madras Medical College, in collaboration with Institute of Community Medicine. 1. CKD prevalence study in Tamil Nadu, a randomized cluster sampling survey funded by National Health Mission. A cross-sectional population-based STEPS survey was done across the state of Tamil Nadu. The calculated sample size was 5,310. The state was divided into 177 clusters. From each cluster, 30 households were selected by a circular, random fashion. From each household, one study participant was selected by Tisch grid method. To the possible causative contributory factors include heat stress, environmental pollution, agrochemicals, heavy metals, sequela of infections and genetic susceptibility. 50. Each survey team comprised of 6 persons, 1 medical officer, 1 lab technician and 4 health stay. Roles and responsibilities of each team member were clearly drawn out. Step I. A detailed questionnaire was prepared. Based on SEEK study tool and adapted to local needs, the questionnaire was quite comprehensive, incorporating complete epidemiological, socio-economic, educational, and medical historical data. Step II. Anthropometric measurements, height, weight, amp BMI, and blood pressure measurement. Step III. Urine dipstick for protein and blood. Random blood sugar amp, serum creatinine. All the blood samples were transported to the Central Public Health Laboratory. Serum creatinine was measured using fully automated analyzer, IDMS traceable. GFR was estimated by CKDEPI, erasion. Persons with egg-frailt moment and urine abnormalities were subjected to repeat evaluation after 3 months to ensure chronicity of the abnormality. This involved about 600 healthcare personnel, and the rest phase was completed within a week. The second phase, as expected, was challenging on multiple counts. Currently, data cleaning and analysis are ongoing and soon the results will be published. This study has the credit of the first ever state-level study in India. Collaboration between Institutes of Nephrology and Community Medicine of Madras Medical College and personnel of Directorate of Public Health across the state was the key feature ensuring successful conduct of such a massive study. 2. Prevalence and risk factors of chronic kidney disease of uncertain etiology among agricultural workers in deer agroclimatic zones of Tamil Nadu. A cross-sectional study. This study proposal was conceptualist and drafted by Institutes of Nephrology and Community Medicine, Madras Medical College, Faculty of Nephrology and Community Medicine of several other government medical colleges, will be co-investigators. This study has won the research grant from Tamil Nadu Health System Reform Program TNHSRP, Indian Institute of Technology. Madras will oversee the conduct of the research. This research primarily intends to study CTD prevalence and proportion of heat among the farming laborers of Tamil Nadu, keeping the potential causative role of heat stress. The state will be divided into the agroclimatic zones, northeastern zone, northwestern amp hilly zone, western zone, Kuveri Delta zone amp, southern zone, and equal number of study participants will be randomly selected from each zone. In addition to the study parameters of the previous study, lock also will be done to rule out diabetes. The above two studies will indicate the CKD burden of Tamil Nadu and pave a way for a slew of elb-level interventional trials. Let me conclude with a fervent appeal to the younger nephrology fraternity to pay attention and focus to community-level interventional nephrology too. It is an urgent need of our. A nephrologist may or should take up a lead role and act as a strategist, conceptualizing and coordinating all the interventions.